This is Bob here on Static Radio, and I'm with who? Who are you?
This is Miles Title speaking.
Now, last week, Miles, you said you're going to have a different intro for us.
This is my tired intro.
Oh, okay, you're tired.
I am so tired I can't even beat myself off.
Oh, jeez.
I am so tired.
I don't believe that for a second.
I have been moving furniture all day, so I'm very tired.
So that's what you call it when you heave your ass around the house.
Yeah.
I'm moving furniture all day.
I've moved 4 couches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because my wife wanted to, that's why.
That's I see. So that statement about not being able to beat yourself off means you're saying that because you don't have to tonight because you moved all the couches.
Right, yeah.
You'll actually get some nookie.
Yeah.
Because you've done exactly what you were told to do.
Yeah, I was just, you know, and then, like, she's like, well, let's put up a hood in the kitchen.
Yeah?
You know? And
what's a hood? What are you talking about?
A hood, like, over, like, a stove or something.
Oh, a range hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I try to help, and she turns into, like, Ike Turner. She's like, you're going to hold that fucking hood just the fucking way I told you to hold that fucking hood. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, she's bitch slapping me around. I mean, I'm like, holy crap.
Did you say she's a slutty bitch?
No, she was bitch slapping.
Oh, bitch slapping you. Okay.
Yeah.
Ike Turner, did she really sound like that?
Yeah, I swear. Yeah, she's like, what in the fuck you doing? I know how Tina felt. I really
you do? Did. You can feel for Tina now?
Yeah.
You say what's love got to do with a baby?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's just go off the show.
All right, no problem.
I'm tired.
Your wife is Ike Turner. That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, I got something. I was scanning the channels this weekend.
Yes.
And I happened to be on MSNBC.
Right.
Which is a mouthful. And I caught an interesting special. I believe the correspondent's name was Lester Holt. But I can't recall.
Lester Holt, yeah, he used to be on Chicago TV, Channel 2.
Oh, did he?
CBS, yeah.
Okay, well, he's got a really good voice.
Yeah.
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 He was doing a special on, of all things, tattooing.
No way.
Yes way. Unfortunately, he focused mainly on New York City. But an interesting fact came out of that I thought you would be interested to know.
What's that?
Did you know the Taco Bell is right next to the Ramada?
I did not know that.
No, anyway. He said that tattooing was illegal in New York until 1997.
No way.
Yeah, it was legal, and then they made it illegal because of hepatitis scare.
Yeah.
Like back in the 40s or something.
Yeah.
And they just legalized it again in 1997.
I didn't know that.
And the interesting about that is now they hold an annual show, a big show, a tattoo festival, if you will.
Yeah.
Starting in 1997 until today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So only for, you know, a couple of years.
Cool.
I just wanted to say, you know, you, being the visionary that you are.
Yeah.
For the Midwest. Saw that. 1999, yeah. You were there. Did a little report on that. So, you know, you're really, you're out in the forefront, let me tell you.
Thank you.
Total forefront.
Thank you.
You know, I can only thing I think that I saw they were going to be doing something with the carnival people, and only if you could do something with carnival people would that be even better. So.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Never know what I have up my sleeve.
But yeah, it was interesting, and I actually been thinking about writing Mr. Holt and telling him about the thing that was here in our footage that's in the other section of the website of the second annual tattoo festival in Burlington.
Yeah, I mentioned that you know him from Chicago TV and kiss his ass a little bit. You know?
Oh, yeah, it's Channel 2. What's Channel 2? What's the letters?
It's like,
is it BMQ or whatever? Oh, well, I guess I can't ask you Chicago television trivia, so.
I should know this, and I can't think of it.
I thought it was WBMQ.
WBBM.
WBBM.
Yeah, Channel 2. He was on there forever, and he left for some weird reason.
Yeah, and he turned up on MSNBC.
And he shaved his mustache off, too.
Yeah, well, I think he needs to grow it back.
Yeah.
But,
he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. So
I didn't see that.
No, I'm sure they'll play it about a million times. But
yeah,
anyway.
No, I'd like to see that. Yeah.
But it was really quite interesting. It's the same kind of stuff that you show.
Yeah.
They really didn't talk to people like you do. I mean, you really get down there and you ask them the hard-hitting questions of the day.
I talk to everybody.
Yeah, you're an equal opportunity question asker. And and I think if you look at the tape, you'll in the other section of the website, it proves it. No one was glossed over.
That's right.
That's why it runs so long. But anyway.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
I want you and everyone listening to stop what you're doing, keep listening, and get some paper and a pencil.
Paper and a pencil, all right. Do you want me to get a piece of paper and a pencil?
Well, not now.
Oh, all right.
I'm announcing the start of a contest.
All right. What contest would this be?
This contest is opened up to anyone 18 or over living in the continental United States.
Okay.
And this is what it is. Now, my wife the other week was kind of harping that we didn't have any toilet paper.
Okay.
And so we both independently went out to, like, Hellmark and bought, like, this big mega pack.
No way. Who's watching the kids?
Yeah, well, that was the funny part. No, just kidding. No, it's, on separate days we had bought these.
Oh, okay.
You know, like big, like, 24 rolls and a... You know,
right, super duplex mega.
You would not believe all the toilet paper we have.
Well, that's good because you guys really need it, you know.
Now, I want to give away for the holidays one roll of toilet paper. I want whoever's listening right now to email us.
Uh-huh.
Go into the, when you, the show gets over, go into the radio buttons there on the car radio.
Uh-huh.
And hit contact us.
Hit mail, I think is what I have.
Mail, and or you can write to Bob at Hotmail, Bob Lament, B-O-B-L-E-M-E-N-T.
At Hotmail.com.
And write in and say why you are deserving of a roll of toilet paper.
Is there anything special about this roll of toilet paper?
No, just I have so damn much of it that I just can't friggin' believe it, man.
This isn't like a roll that you've used.
No.
Like,
I promise that it's unused.
There'll be fecal matter on it.
No, there'll be no fecal matter, no urination, nothing.
Do you need toilet paper after you urinate?
Well, you know.
You get the dribbles or what?
I'm getting older, you know.
So you're going to give away. Now, how does this contest work? I mean, what do people have to do in order to get this roll of fabulous Walmart on sale mega pack toilet paper?
I'm just giving away one roll. I'm not giving away the whole pack.
Well, I mean, one roll out of a mega pack of toilet paper.
We want to hear someone's sob story of how they almost crapped their pants, or they did crap their pants, or they peed their pants, or whatever. Or you have irritated bowel syndrome, you have two rectums.
Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
Missing part of your colon. I want to hear a sob story.
You basically want some kind of ego boost or
yeah.
some kind.
And so we can read it on the air. We will not use your real name, but we will just.
You just what?
You have to write in and say why you deserve this free roll.
All right.
And I think we'll pick a winner. Let me see. It's around the middle of September right now.
Yeah.
Let's say around December.
Well, you got to get it mailed out. So why don't we say by Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, we're all December. Let's just cut it off at December 1st.
December 1st, well, you have to have all your entries in by December 1st?
Yeah.
What I was thinking was we'd have to, like, go through them, so if we say Thanksgiving, we'll announce it.
All right.
First week in December.
Okay, all right. I'll go there. Okay, so before Thanksgiving, you have to email us, boblement@hotmail.com, B-O-B-L-E-M-E-N-T.
No spaces, right.
You have to write us and say why you deserve one roll of toilet paper.
You really think anybody's going to take any time to do this?
Oh, I know there's people that are going to take me up on this.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
This is open to anybody, even you, Bob.
Even me?
Because I know you almost crapped your pants a little bit a while ago.
Yeah, we've got a story about that.
Actually, I've already heard your story. It's funny, but I want to hear. I'm open up to everybody.
Yeah.
But you have to be 18 or older in the continental United States.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Well, that's an interesting contest you got going there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to hear
win a roll of toilet paper on static internet radio.
Yeah, why not?
I feel like WKRP, you know, after Johnny gave away the whole budget for the promotions,
yeah,
is giving away the tube of lip gloss.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like right now. Hey, everybody, call in and you can win a tube of lip gloss. You know, it's like, hey, everybody, email us, and we probably will send you a roll of toilet paper.
First-class mail.
Hey, is this a double roll or just a regular roll?
Yeah.
Just regular?
It's a regular, yeah.
Not a double roll.
I think it's just a regular roll.
You don't have those double rolls, you know?
Yeah, I think it's regular.
All right, so just a regular roll of toilet paper.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
Email us. I'm not fooling with this, people. Email us now.
Okay.
Put down the joint and email us.
Now, what makes you think that all these people are listening to us are smoking cannabis?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's some people, you've seen that commercial for Budweiser where they don't take the sack in there. They take the sack and they
right.
repeat the Budweiser. They don't
right.
take the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Folks like that,
yeah.
they could probably use that roll of toilet paper for Christmas.
Yeah.
I would like to have a clean ass Christmas Day, Santa Claus.
That would win.
That would win.
That would win. We're going to be reading entries on the air, so get them in.
Now, weren't you the guy that got in trouble with the local authorities for turning your lawn, your garden hose into a bidet in your backyard?
No, but I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, now that you got the info, you can try. I got a quick one here about my day today. As you know, the Sunday or the weekend is really, like you said, you move furniture and everything, and we did a lot of work around the house here. I have a light out back of my house. It's a dusk to dawn light.
Yeah.
Where it comes on at night and goes off in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, the light bulb went out.
Right.
Now, I put this thing up about 3 years ago or something. I think I replaced the light bulb once.
Right.
So I take it. It's a funky thing. It's fluorescent. It's kooky. And it's got pins. It doesn't screw in. You know, it's some, you know, funky-looking light bulb.
Yeah.
And so I go to get a new light bulb, which seems to be probably one of the simpler things. I mean, you know, Thomas Edison gave us the light bulb, and now everybody's got to fuck it up.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't live in St. Louis, though.
Yeah, well, because they got to make these funky-ass light bulbs with all this twisted glass and, you know, filled with all kinds of inert gases and everything.
Yeah.
So I take it to the place where I bought the fixture and the last bulb.
All right.
Okay. And so I'm looking at this, I mean, it's this huge store, right?
Right.
Well, it's Home Depot. I got a beef with Home Depot. We'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a wall of light bulbs.
Right.
I mean, this is like the as many light bulbs as there are on the White House Christmas tree or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how many bulbs are here.
Yeah.
And I took the bulb with me because it's so funky looking.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like, I don't know, somebody was on hash or something and decided to design a light bulb with all his glasses half melted together. And, and then instead of screwing in, it's got these four pins that stick into something. I don't know. It's
oh, my gosh.
So I take it in with me, and I look around myself because, you know, I really don't like to ask for help because it invariably it's not.
You don't like to talk to strangers.
Well, that's true as well. I don't really like to talk to the people that work at these places. So.
Right.
So I try on my own. I can't find it, right? I find similar-looking things that are all twisted-looking pieces of glass, but they have different ends. They don't have the pins.
Right.
So I go up to this dude. I call him a dude. He's got a ponytail and everything.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's nothing against the guy. Actually, the only reason I approached him was because he looked a lot cooler than the rest of the people.
Yeah.
And so I go, you know, I'm looking for this light bulb. Do you have any ideas? I said, it's a fluorescent 18-watt, puts out the light of 75-watt incandescent.
Wow.
Okay, so Yeah, that's amazing. That's why it's so funky looking. So he goes to the wall, you know, and he looks, and he's not even in his department, right? So he's helping me out.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't see one. And so he calls up on his little dealie there to the guys that are supposed to take care of this, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I got a customer over here who's looking for a light bulb. And the guy's like, I could tell the other end of the conversation, even though I couldn't hear, he's like, well, didn't you help him? He's like, well, you know, it's not here on the wall. And he goes, you know, because you guys don't like to bring your stock down from overhead. I mean, he's like reaming this guy.
What?
Yeah, because you guys don't like to bring your stock down, so why don't you just come over here and try to find it for him, you know? And so so he brings over this other dude who was like, I don't know, he's just bizarre, this bizarre guy.
Yeah.
And it's like they hire these people that have absolutely no social skills whatsoever. I mean, I'm pretty bad.
Yeah.
But this guy, like, stands there, and I'm like, I'm looking for this bulb, and I show it to him. And he looks around and goes, nope, we ain't got it. I mean, like that.
What, he didn't even look, or what? He's just like, nope.
He didn't even, as soon as he planted his feet, right, he kind of twisted his head a little bit, and then, nope, I got it, got it. And I'm like, so I couldn't, I was like, you know, I was really fixated on this, so I'm like, are you sure? I mean, look, he's got these pens. I said, yeah. So then he picks up the one that screws in, and he goes, well, I guess this ain't it. And he puts it back, and he stands there for a minute. I mean, he's like trying to shake me. It's like I feel like I'm in a battle of wills right now with this guy.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't want to do anything, and I want this freaking light bulb, you know. And so, like, I ask him more questions. Well, no, I need the pens like this. It's 18 watts. He goes, well, there's an 18 watt. I go, yeah, but it doesn't have pens. Screws in. Oh. And he stands there.
Oh.
Oh. And he just stands there. So I just stand there. And I wait a minute, and then I'm like, well, you got any with pens? That one's got pens. I go, yeah, but it's not it has to be a certain, like, pattern of pens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I was given an aptitude test or something. Can't you see that those pens are, like, farther apart than these pens? And finally, I just get totally, I had some other stuff I was going to buy.
Yeah.
Well, that was the end of that, you know?
Yeah.
So I just, like, put it all down, took my light bulb and left.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. This guy was much better than I was, evidently, at putting up, you know, putting on the front. You know, I could try to play the dumb guy sometimes, but this guy was the king dumb guy I've ever met.
Nope, we don't have it.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even move. It's like this light bulb stretched for an aisle. I mean, you know, these places are huge. They go like they're two stories tall. Light bulbs everywhere. Nope, we ain't got it.
It almost sounds like a Monty Python thing.
Nope, nope, light bulbs. Do you have any light bulbs? No, I don't see any here. I mean,
you haven't even looked.
This guy was in his own world, man.
Oh.
And it kind of like vaguely pointed, you know? He did the vague point. Well, that could be it. I'm like, what are you pointing at, you know? That's not it.
Yeah.
You're pointing over in the paint aisle. I don't know what you're...
This is Home Depot?
Yeah, it's Home Depot.
Oh, my God.
They're not friendly.
Wow.
They're not friendly. They're angry or stupid. The one guy was very angry.
Yeah.
Another guy was very stupid.
Yeah.
That's it. I put everything back. I left. Call it a day, you know.
Yeah.
Screw this. I'm not going to stand here with this light bulb guy who doesn't move. And
yeah.
I mean, they could have just had Abe Lincoln from Disney.
Yeah.
Got a light bulb? Hey, Abe, you got a light bulb? Oh, score and 7 years ago, I had a light bulb like that. Today, we have none.
Oh, God.
I signed a proclamation to release all those light bulbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I got essentially a fixture with no... And I went to other places. That was the only place I went to. They were much nicer, you know. I went to a local place, like a little mom-and-pop place.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they looked up and down. They looked everywhere. They went to the back room. They came back up. They were, like, totally disappointed that they couldn't provide me with this funky-ass light bulb that I had in my hand. That's a hard one. I don't understand. We don't have that.
I'm sorry this really happened to you, because this is just going to, like, encourage your fear of, like, talking to people.
No, it really happened.
Huh?
It really happened, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean...
I don't talk to these people because they're being paid, essentially, so that you just don't walk out with the store.
Yeah.
They're all just, like, But dummy security guards standing in the store. They have no valuable information whatsoever. You know, you could say, is the sky blue? I don't know. I don't know.
But it's reinforcing, though, your fear, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Is the economy so good that the homeless have jobs at Home Depot?
I mean,
this guy might as well just been like, you know, in outer space or something. Is there any stars here? I don't know. That's what we got. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.